True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oof. Oh, that's a spanking right there. That's a big old fat W. That's a series victory, ladies and gentlemen, and three in a row. That makes it a winning streak. Royals take game two of this three-game series with the Minnesota Twins, the division rival. Royals 11. Twinkies 2, that's the final score. Just a straight-up, old-fashioned butt-whooping. And one of those ones that we can really enjoy, where it's not, hey, we just beat the tar out of you in the first inning and then we coast to a victory. No, it's get back over here. I ain't done with you yet. I got three more for you in the third inning. Let's add on another in the fourth. Two more in the sixth. Woo, baby. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913. Yeah, no doubt. There's so many highlights. We'll get to them all, but I want to get to you first and foremost. Again, the phone number, the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. And I want to begin with the opposition real quick. Joe Ryan, all-star right-hander for the Twins, man. Bad day to have a bad day. And this guy, who came into the day a perfect 8-0 in 10 career starts against the Royals, has never suffered a loss here at Kauffman Stadium. In fact, his ERA for his career at the K was below 1. Not anymore. No, he's rocked in the first inning. He's pouting in the second inning. And he's taken a shower in the third inning. Royals knock out the all-star right-hander after two frames. 913-586-7965. So much to discuss. Steven Kolek, 7 innings of two-run baseball as he's now put together back-to-back quality starts to open up his Royals career. Carter Jensen, speaking of a Royals career, congratulations to him and his friends and family as he picks up not only his first big league knock, but his first big league extra base hits and his first two big league RBI. We got to talk about Nick Lofton, who tonight picks up his first career three-hit game. And I want to real quick give some love to the manager. It's a player's game, no doubt about it. And Royals win even without a quality managerial move tonight. But the three runs that the Royals put on the board in the third inning. Now, let me take you back to this moment. Royals are up 5-0 as we go to the top of the third. Kolick gives up two runs in that third inning, pays for some poor location. So now it's a three-run game. You feel good, sure. You feel good that early into the contest to have that sizable of a margin. But a three-run game in the third inning is anything but in the bag. So Royals are up 5-2 as we now move to the bottom of the third inning. There's a man on first with one out, Carter Jensen at the dish. The 1-1 offering to Carter sees Nick Lofton off on the pitch. I don't know if he's running to avoid the double play or if the hit and run is on, but either way, the decision to put Lofton in motion eliminates what would have been an inning-ending double play. So Jensen's ground out to the right side. Sure is the second out, but Lofton, who's off on the pitch, finds himself at second base now with two outs. Two pitches later, Kyle Isbell cracks a 94-mile-per-hour fastball center cut. He cracks it through the middle of the infield into right center field. And Lofton comes around to score, and the Royals are back in front 6-2. But they're not done. Like I said, they quite often tonight, it's get back over here, man. I ain't done spanking that tail. So after Izzy drives in Nick Lofton, the Royals put two more on the board as Mike Yastrzemski takes his walk, and then Michael Garcia bangs a 2-2 sinker down and in. He bangs it through the left side into left field. That scores Kyle Isbell, and then Vinny Pasquantino gets a 93-mile-per-hour heater that's on a tee. Doesn't try to get big, just smokes it on a line to the shortstop side of the second base bag into center field. That sees Mike Yastrzemski come around to score. So that's putting the runner in motion decision by manager Matt Quatrero. Instead of it being a 1-2-3 quick third inning of work, first inning of work from Thomas Hatch, it's a three-run third inning and the game turns back into the laugher we thought it was going to be. So there's so many different avenues to go down tonight. I can't imagine since the Royals won, many of you will want to talk about the manager, so let me get that out of the way. So whether it's Carter Jensen or Nick Lofton, Vinny, Michael, Salvador Perez with career home run number 298, so many different performances tonight worthy of you highlighting them. So the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965, and we're going to start off out in Overland Park. Brandon, you're hitting leadoff on this Saturday night. Go ahead.
Hey, love the post-game show. Thank you so much for doing the post-game show every night. Was at the game tonight. Honestly, got in there 5-0, which was great to see after one inning, especially with Bobby out tonight. That was great to see that they could survive without Bobby in the lineup. That was really, really supportive, but to see them win such a big night tonight, Carter with his first hit, that was great. And I mean, we're one game out, so you know, for all the negativity in Kansas City throughout the weekend for whatever sport you're supportive of, we got one game out and we're still in this. So go Royals.
Yeah, listen, Brandon, way to get us started, and thanks for doing my job opening up the show. I haven't even acknowledged the fact that, yeah, Royals still one game back. One game back of Seattle now with 20 to play. Listen, I understand Kansas City sports fans disappointed with the Chiefs showing last night. But cut it out, all right? Now, K-State fans, I understand where you're at, and I got nothing for you. KU, same thing. You lose to a rival, man, it's going to be tough to get yourself off the mat. But for Chiefs fans, cut it out. If you're a Mizzou Chiefs fan, I don't want to hear anything right now. You have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Brett Veach and Chris Jones. Don't worry about it. It's week one, 16 games to go. Get real. Your baseball team, as Brandon points out, right there. It's all right there in front of them. And yeah, winning tonight without Bobby Witt Jr. Royals are now 2-1 this season without Bob in the lineup. Bobby underwent an MRI earlier this afternoon. Q says everything checked out well. It didn't expose anything all that concerning. We just now have to wait for the symptoms to subside. The symptoms, the spasms in Bobby's lower back. Michael Garcia held it down tonight at shortstop. Royals play some flawless defense. Even on a bobble from Nick Lofton in the second inning, he's able to recover, and Vinny makes a great stretch for the third and final out. Royals win 11-2. Michael at the dish tonight goes 1-for-4. RBI single in that third inning, and he scored the second run of the game in that 5-run first inning. Let's go to Bo in Smithville. Bo, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Bird?
What's up, dude?
It was one hell of a game tonight, wasn't it? We hit the ball, and that's all that I'm after, and that I'm glad to see that. And we got Caglione back. We see things happening, and the only thing I can think of is we got Seattle coming up, we got Cleveland coming up, and these two teams – my thought and my question is, what do you think that we have to do to get past this point? Are we going to have to sweep both these teams, or are we going to have to go in there and at least win the series? Because after that, we got the Phillies coming up, and there's a lot ahead of us. But what do you think out of these 20 games that we're going to have to do to get this wild card spot?
Well, what do you think? What do you think?
I'm thinking right now, as we're playing, we got Seattle coming up. We got Cleveland. I really think that we got to sweep the Mariners if we could do that. And the Cleveland, I'm just curious to what you think on the thought with the next 20 games of our odds getting that wild card spot locked in.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I have no idea. Seattle has been gagging for weeks now. So if that continues, now they get a big win tonight led by their stars and Julio Rodriguez and Randy Arozarena. A solid start from Bryce Miller. Cal Raleigh goes bridge again. Seattle's a really good team, but they have a decade-long tradition of gagging. 2014, they fell a game short of the Royals for the final wild card spot. Last year, they fell a game short of the Royals for the final wildcard spot, and I have no reason to believe that they'll do anything other than fall a game short of the Royals for the final wildcard spot. Now, I don't say that as praise for the Royals or my belief in the boys in blue. No, it's my lack of belief in the Mariners. Until they do it, I have no reason to believe that they're going to. They haven't been to a World Series. Haven't been to an ALCS since, 95, 01? It's been forever. I was in high school the last time they actually delivered on a quality regular season. So, I could sit here and say, 85 wins is what it's going to take. 86 wins is what it's going to take to grab that final playoff spot. Now, 86 is what it took last year, and if 86 is the number again, that means the Royals need to go 13-7. Now, you would think, taking 2 of 3 from the Seattle Mariners will be key. And, of course, those games loom larger than any of the other 20 remaining on the schedule. But It's tough. You know, it's tough to give you X amount. Win this and you're in. Because, again, Seattle is good. Everything that you like about this Royals team, I'm sure Mariners fans like about their team. A really good rotation. A really good closer. Superstars in the middle of the lineup. A little bit more pressure on the guys in Seattle because of the World Series drought. Because of their late season collapses. So maybe they're playing a little less free than the Royals are. I don't know. But yeah, looking too far down the road, it's gonna come back to bite you. Because I can't tell you how many times I've heard either a fan or a radio host talk about, oh boy, you know, the White Sox or the Angels. Oh, you got to do this. So you got to take 2 of 3 from the Angels or else we're going to start talking about the Chiefs and the season's over. Well, Royals lost 2 of 3 to the Angels. And I can promise you, everyone's going to be talking Royals. Someone needs to go take it. That's what it really comes down to. You want me to answer your question? How many wins do they need? I guess I can't answer that question. Who wants it? Who's going to go take it? But you know what? Even as I say that wasn't really the case last year. I believe the Royals clinched their playoff spot following a loss, so who knows? Maybe you can, fall backside first into the postseason. Hey, whatever. Royals wrap up this series with the Minnesota Twins coming up Sunday afternoon. It's Michael Lorenzen squaring off with the big fella, the big righty, Bailey Ober. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Royals win 11-2, and the record is back to 4 games above 500. Let's go to Mel from the Dot. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Mel? All right, let's talk with my buddy Eleanor. Nice enough to dial us up after what I hope was a really good time at the ballpark. Eleanor, how are you?
Good. Tonight was my first Royals game, and I got to get on the Jumbotron.
Did you dance? How did you get on the Jumbotron? Were you wearing Royals colors? How'd you get on the Jumbotron?
Well, we were dancing and wearing Royals clothes.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, and I'm glad that the Royals won for you.
Yep.
Well, you have a nice night and get home safe, and I hope we get a... Yeah. Eleanor, I missed that last thing, but I appreciate the phone call nonetheless. Thank you very much. See, that's what it's about. Almost 22,000 turned out tonight to watch the Royals take care of the Minnesota Twins. And there you go, Eleanor checking in after her first big league. Her first big league game, her first big league victory. Eleanor, get home safe. I'm glad you and the family had a good time at the ballpark. And wow, you'll always be able to say that your first Royals game, you were here to witness Carter Jensen pick up his first big league knock. And it's my honor to welcome on to the program, the pride of Kansas City and Park Hill High School, Carter Jensen. Carter, congratulations, man. How great did that feel?
Thank you. It felt amazing. Getting the first one out of the way and adding on an RBI to go with it. Feels awesome.
Were you thinking 2 out of the box? It looked like you were.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking 2, and, I know Walner's got a good arm. He got to it quick, but, I was thinking 2 out of the box, and I knew I had to get there.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. All right, so you hit the bag. You're halfway to second. Is there any, and I guess maybe you don't become a big leaguer with negative thoughts in your mind, but are you thinking, oh, this might be close, or did you know you had it?
I thought it might have been a little bit close, but, I think I had it, especially with all that extra adrenaline going. I was running as hard as I could there. So I'm glad I was able to, stay on the bag with the slide, and, everything worked out perfect.
Were you able to make eye contact out there on second base with the fam at all?
No. I was looking in the dugout, and I saw everybody asking for the ball. You know, I was kind of glanced up there for a second. Couldn't point them out, but I saw the replay on TV, and it was pretty cool to see them all up there.
Yeah, what was the conversation like? I would like to think that you've had a chance to talk with mom and dad since the game came to an end. What was that convo like?
Yeah, it was just a lot of congratulations. So they were proud of me. You know, all the things that I like to hear. So yeah. They're super proud of me. They sacrificed just as much as, you know, I have for me to be in the situation. So to be able to have them here and, you know, share this with them, it's super special.
And how cool is it, and you're not watching the game, you're out there playing the game, but for someone that is watching the game and has these little television monitors, how cool is it to give mom and dad some airtime, giving them some national television run?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, they told me that they did an interview in a previous game, and, you know, they were able to get some screen time. So, yeah, I was glad that they got on there, and it was for something positive, and they're cheering me on. So I'm sure my brothers loved it. They can
no
tell
doubt.
All their friends if they didn't see. They can tell all their friends that they were on TV. So
no doubt. Yeah, yeah, screenshot awesome. That. Make that your new avatar on social media. No doubt. No doubt. Carter, two more things for you. First of all, for as much as we're talking about the para RBI and the first big league knock, how about the first big league frame job on that called strike three to Trevor Larnach? Nice job out there.
Appreciate it, yeah. You know, going out there, catching Avila, somebody I've caught since 2022. So somebody I was super comfortable with. And, you know, I'm growing to create relationships with every other pitcher and trying to get confident and comfortable with everybody else. So it was great to get the first couple innings back there out of the way. And, you know, looking forward, we can be attacking with a full head of steam. So, you know, credit to everybody working with me on the defensive side. It was nice to see a little bit of it paid off.
Final thing for you. What would you say to the 22,000 Royals fans driving home? A lot of you have been, you know, a lot of them been following you for a long time as, you know, the city all kind of watched you grow up, man. What would be your message to Royals fans driving home right now?
Yeah, I mean, just thank you is a big one. Thank you for all the support. You know, the love is felt over here, and I appreciate every single one of you guys. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting time here in Kansas City. You know, with the Royals, we're gonna put forth our best foot, and we're gonna bring home some wins. And you know, the goal ahead, you know, is at the front of all of our minds. So just get ready for a lot of fun times.
Well, we appreciate it. You guys helped a lot of people forget about a tough Chiefs loss last night. So we all appreciate it. Way to go! We'll see you back out there tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
There you go, Carter Jensen. Kind enough to join us from inside that victorious Royals clubhouse. His RBI double in the fourth inning put the Royals up 9-2. He'd drive in another run in the sixth inning to make it 11-2. That's our final score. Royals take game two from the Twinkies. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow with Michael Lorenzen on the hill. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associate phone line, 913-586-7965. Carter Jensen, kind enough to dial us up on that Peterson and Associates phone line. Carter Jensen delivers tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. You'll always remember you were in the building when the 22-year-old Carter Jensen picked up his first of, well, we'll find out how many base hits, but we know there's at least one. An RBI double tonight on the 6th of September, 2025. We'll take a quick timeout. We get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, you hear me talk so much about Guaranteed Foods, but I feel like I've fallen short in truly explaining what it is, because I'm still getting people coming up to me going, hey, so now how is it? Do they send you like a few meals every week? And, you know, guys, it's not one of those meal kit companies, you know, where they ship you the box of ingredients and you better hurry up and fix it before it spoils. Speaking of, thank God it's not one of those. Do you see that story today? I'm not going to say which one, but salmonella. You might want to do your research on that. And by the way, Guaranteed Foods, so it's not a meal kit company. It's not a meats by mail deal. No, it's a professional home food service. I'm talking top to bottom home food service, like the wholesalers that sell to restaurants. Yeah, except Guaranteed Foods products come individually portioned, packaged in consumer sizes, not in huge boxes and cases. I'm telling you, it's the best home food service and all of North America. You can find out for yourself. You won't be disappointed.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
2-2 to Jensen. Is swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. And Jensen rounds second, or rounds first and heads for second, and he has an RBI double for his first big league hit, driving in Jack Caglione. And mom and dad can finally high five in the family section at Kauffman Stadium. Carter Jensen is not just a big leaguer. He has his first big league hit and his first big league RBI.
Yeah. Give him a batting average. I like it. Ryan Lefevre on the call. Last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Congratulations to Carter, his friends and family.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Of course, any parent just wants the best for their kid, but Mr. and Mrs. Jensen now realize your TV time is up. I mean, right? They're not showing mom and dad anymore now that the boy has his first knock. As a son, that was the thing I kept coming back to. Man, I guess Salvi gets his family on television. Okay, Carter, go have a Hall of Fame career, and you can get mom and dad on TV a bunch. But yeah, as a son, that was, and I brought it up, if you missed it, Carter Jensen was nice enough to call into the post-game show after picking up his first big league knock. But yeah, man, to me, and if you are lucky enough to have your mother and or father in your life, you know, and if they've done a lot for you, you want them to know just how appreciative you are. At least that's how I am. So to think, you know, as I'm living out my big league dream, if I'm Carter Jensen, that mom and dad are, you know, getting as much airtime as I am, man, that has to make you feel good as a son. So congratulations to the 22-year-old. Unbelievable. Young man's in high school, you know, less than half a decade ago, and now he's driving in runs in the show for his favorite team. Unbelievable. Royals win 11-2, and it wasn't that close. Just a good old-fashioned butt-whooping at the K tonight. Royals are now 13-0 this season when they collect 13 base hits. That's what they did tonight. That's what they'll look to do tomorrow against Bailey Ober. Game 3 of this 3-game series, the finale of this 9-game road trip. Nine-game homestand. Royals need to win tomorrow to make it a winning homestand. You know, this would normally be the time I would sit here and say, hey, you know, if you want to be a playoff team, you got to win your home games. You got to win your home series. And yeah, that might be true, but if Seattle returns to urinating down their leg, maybe you don't. Yeah. Maybe you don't. Royals are 73-69. They're one game back of the Mariners with 20 to play. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, Vern, this is my kind of Kansas City Royals team. This is how we roll, man. Listen, I gotta give Denny a ton of credit. He predicted, he's the most underrated broadcaster in Cooperstown. He predicted Joe Ryan would get slapped around, and I love it that he's still doing it. 50 years later, I've been listening to him for 50 years, and he still produces. The vibe of this thing is, we've known it all along. It doesn't matter who's hurt. Well, we shouldn't even be here. Let's just get 100% real here. These guys shouldn't be even sniffing the playoffs. But you put everybody's hurt. Everybody's got something wrong. You just put them out there. You keep grinding. You keep on making the right decisions. You keep playing. You know, you hit line drives. You don't hit these stupid pop-ups. You take pitches. You take all the pitches you can. You get every chance you can get. I mean, you were talking about us being a three-run home run team. I don't care about that at all. I want us to slap it around. I want to get in your face, take extra bases. This is how the Royals have won for 50 years since I've been alive. It ain't going to change. And no matter how much we want to start hitting three-run home runs, so forget that. We're probably going to get in the wild card. We don't deserve to be here. The most dangerous person in the casino is the one playing with house money, with nothing to lose, with that attitude of we're just going to slap it around today, and you guys are going to have to prevent us from losing. That's exactly what happened tonight. So guys, just roll with it. Just get on the ride. Maybe we'll make it to the final game of the World Series, like in 14, maybe not. But that's the attitude you got to have. You can't. You just don't worry about it. Just say, hey, if we win at home, that's fine. If we lose at home, that's fine. We're gonna knock you around no matter what. You're gonna be in for a dogfight. I love it, Vern. Let's keep up the good work.
I appreciate the phone call. Tonight's game-winning run was driven in courtesy of Salvador Perez and a three-run home run. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vernon. Yeah, we need to just keep on winning. We don't care about how many games we need to win. Just keep on winning, and let's just hope that we take 2 out of 3 from Seattle coming up in 2 weeks. So, yeah, I'll be out there for the opener against the Mariners. So,
look forward to it. Nice to hear from you, Garrett. My game notes following this 11-2 Royals victory. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Yeah, that 3-run home run from Salvi puts him 3 RBIs away from 1,000 in his outstanding career. He'd be just the 16th catcher in baseball history to drive in 100. He'd be the 3rd Royals player to drive in 1,000. He'd be the 16th catcher to drive in 1,000. The 3rd Royals player ever to play at 1,000. Salvi right now is just 15 ribbies shy of matching Hal McCray for the 2nd most in Royals franchise history. Unbelievable. Royals score 5 in the 1st. Joe Ryan starts pouting in the 2nd inning. Have you guys seen this? Did it make the rounds on social media? I would imagine it did. That was made for social media. If you missed it, Vinny Pasquantino with his team up 5-0, 2 outs and nobody on. I'll be honest, strike zone was really iffy, especially in those first few frames. Both ways, too. You know, I think the Royals caught a little bit more of the breaks, but pretty shaky strike zone. And I think Vinny got a call and then got ripped off on a call, maybe vice versa. Now, he, of course, is thinking I'm getting ripped off left and right. He actually got a friendly call in the at-bat. But after a ball that was on the inside black that Vinny thought was in off the plate, he disagrees and he turns around, turns his back to Joe Ryan, and has a quick, stern discussion with the home plate umpire. So as Joe Ryan's on the hill and he's ready to make his next offering to the Pasquatch, he sees that Vinny's back is turned towards him. It's clear to see that, you know, Vinny's complaining about the strike call. Joe Ryan, I don't even know how to describe. It was a very... I guess I do know how to describe it. If you wanted to make the kid next to you in class laugh when the teacher turned her back or his back while he's, you know, dictating, you know, whatever, you know, teaching a lesson on fill in the blank, and you kind of, you know, mock him and teacher's up there prattling on about God knows what and you're miming him or her behind their back and everyone's laughing. That's what Joe Ryan was doing, but nobody was laughing. Everyone was saying, dude, come on, you're better than this. How about you just start throwing strikes, bro? Ryan had a tough time doing that right out of the gate. He walks Mike Yastrzemski, and then he walks Michael Garcia. So there's 2 on with nobody out in the bottom of the 1st inning. And Vinny pounced. Vinny destroyed a hanging curveball in the middle of the dish, and I mean destroyed it. 112 miles per hour on a line off the right field wall. Yaz comes around to score. And then Salvi. First pitch heater, middle, he unloads on it. A 95-mile-per-hour heater coming in. It exits at 108 miles per hour. It travels 415 feet. Career home run number 298 for the captain, which means he's 2 away from 300. He's 19 shy of George Brett's all-time Royals record, and he's only 13 away from matching Pudge Rodriguez for 7th on baseball's all-time home run leaderboard for a catcher. 913-586-7965. That's our phone number. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. We do have the text line back up and running, or I have the text line back up and running. I know it's been working for others. And as I say that, okay, here we go. Lori in Austin. Lori cussing a little bit. She says, to all the blanks and grumpy fusses that called into the show last week when we lost, sit down, shut up, and enjoy the team. These men are playing to win, so get a positive attitude. The boys are playing some ball. Signed, Lori in Austin. Lori coming through with some force on a Saturday night. We don't normally hear that type of a tone from Lori. Guy and Lee Summits on the text line celebrating the fact that the Royals had a starter go seven innings. Yeah, how about Stephen Kolek? Stephen Kolek's looking around going, what the hell are y'all doing having me in Omaha? Yeah, six innings of one-run baseball against the first-place Tigers. Seven innings of two-run baseball against the fourth-place Minnesota Twins. Stephen Kolek is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Not really hemmed and hawed about that, to be honest with you. Because the only reason, if we're being honest, the only reason Stephen Kolek is pitching in the seventh is because of his offense. Case can be made the only reason he came out in the sixth was because he was staked to a sizable lead, right? Seven-run lead when he takes the hill in the sixth. They're up by nine when he climbs the bump in the seventh. So I'm thinking, you know, offensively, who should I go with? Yeah, Vinny. Salvi really set the tone in the first. Man, Nick Lofton. Nick Lofton, to me, reflects this team's, oh, I ain't done with you attitude tonight. No, we're not happy with just a five-run lead. We're going to keep tacking on. We're going to keep taking our walks. We're going to keep passing the baton. Now, to go back to Steve's call, yeah, no doubt about it. Tonight was an impressive offensive performance. You're right, Steve. Guys were not trying to hit three-run home runs. They were taking their walks, keeping the line moving, shooting the ball to the opposite field. It was an outstanding performance, and I thought Nick Lofton really exemplified that tonight. You know, he comes to the plate with one on and one out in the first inning, and he smacks an elevated sinker that's on the inner third of the plate. He smacks it to the left center field gap. It goes all the way to the wall. Adam Frazier scores from first, and the Royals are up 5-0. Lofton hits a one-out single in his second trip to the dish, and he comes around to score on Kyle Isbell's RBI double. Lofton goes 3-for-5. He doesn't punch out as he was in his first four plate appearances, all of them. Situation says just don't punch out. Put the ball in play. All right, man on first, one out, put the ball in play. He did, and he drives in a run in the first. One out, nobody on in the third. A hard ground ball up the middle for a one-out single. Comes to the plate in the fourth inning with a man on and one out. Grounds out to the left side. But advances the runner to second base. And then he comes up to the plate again in the sixth inning with two on and one out, and he smacks another RBI double, this one to left field, plating Adam Frazier for the second time tonight. For the first time in Nick Lofton's career, he picks up three hits. Three-hit night. He's one of four Royals to collect multiple hits. Nick Lofton, Jack Caglione, Salvi, and Vinny, all with multi-hit performances. So I guess you could make a case that Nick Lofton could be the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. But seven innings, you know, as Guy and Lee Summit points out, if he doesn't come out for the seventh, yeah, we're shipping this meal to the Lofton household. But no, this is going to Stephen Kolek. Yeah, our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game is tonight's starting pitcher. He picks up his first win as a Royal. Stephen Kolek, seven innings, two runs on six hits, four punch outs, and only one walk. Right, his last outing was his first ever big league start that didn't include a single walk. And that was, again, against a really good Detroit Tigers team. So to come out tonight and only issue one free pass across seven strong frames, very impressive stuff. So for being named player of the game, Stephen will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our player of the game, tonight's winning pitcher, Stephen Kolek. Royals win 11-2. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Do you realize that up to 70% of the food in grocery stores is not healthy? No, it's ultra-processed. It's filled with coloring and chemicals, pumped full of water and additives and all sorts of crazy stuff. If you really want to eat healthy, the avenue is simple. It's Guaranteed Foods. Becoming a Guaranteed Foods customer because 100% of their all-natural products are totally additive-free. They're the healthiest you can get. They're loaded with nutrition. It's all portion packaged, so you're not wasting food. And it's all delivered by appointment directly to your shelves, so you're not wasting time either. I'm telling you, it's even better than it sounds. But find out for yourself. Do your own research. You'll love it.
888-500 Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Or over the top. Now the infield is in. There's a drive off the bat of Perez. Deep left center field and gone. Salvador Perez. It is 4-0.
25th of the season for the big fella. The captain goes deep, a three-run blast before an out is recorded by Twins all-star right-hander Joe Ryan. He would only record six outs before hitting the showers. Royals hit him for five runs, and they beat up the Twins for 11. As they take the series, they'll go for the sweep tomorrow. Royals clinch the season series with the Twinkies for the first time in 4 years. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Same number for our text line. We'll get to the text line coming up in just a moment. Royals score five runs in that first inning. That's more runs than they've scored in any of the first seven games on the homestand. Five runs turn into 11 runs. Royals are a perfect 5-0 this season when they score 11 runs. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. It was so nice hearing that young girl call in. I think her name was Eleanor. She said about how old I was when I first started watching baseball. I think I was about 6 years old. So it always does my heart good when little girls get into baseball when they're young. And the fact that there's so many more opportunities for women in baseball these days than when I was younger. So I'm just so happy. I was so happy to hear, you know, young women getting into baseball, because me and my friends are huge baseball fans all over.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All of our lives.
For sure.
So I'm just really happy to hear it. And Stephen Kolick, I'm so glad they brought him back up because he's amazing. I was so happy that he was pitching again and is pitching well.
Let me ask you this, Kathy. If you could go back and redo it, would you leave Freddie Freeman in Kansas City and hang on to Ryan Burgert and Stephen Kolick?
No.
Good.
I mean, yeah, we could use the pitching. No, I mean, we really needed catching badly because, I mean, the three catchers that we had just weren't doing it for us. And Freddie's actually hit really, really well in Colorado tonight.
Oh, he's a winner. Hopefully Freddie's a winner.
And you know how much I wanted him. I wanted him for months even before the trade. So
you're right.
I was happy to – I wouldn't trade anything. And the fact that the Dodgers lost in a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth tonight –
can you believe
that?
They were one out away from a no-hitter, and they end up getting walked off.
I was laughing, and hopefully we'll hang on. And hopefully we'll hang on to this one because in Colorado we don't always have the best of luck in Colorado. So hopefully we'll manage to hang on to this one. But I'm just so glad the Royals are playing better because, I can't wait till playoffs come around.
It could happen, Kathy. Your dream scenario could happen. Royals pods in the Fall Classic. Could you imagine?
Oh, I've been dreaming on it, dude. You know I have.
Yeah. Well, hey, nice to talk with you as always. Have a nice night. Royals win 11-2. Vinny Pasquantino drives in a pair. He now has 98 RBIs this season. That's eighth most in Major League Baseball. But that RBI in the first inning to put the Royals ahead 1-0, that's his 28th go-ahead RBI of the season. Most in Major League Baseball. Pretty impressive, right? I mean, we can say, you know, you can talk about his April, I guess, if you're a hater. We could dive deep into the clutch numbers for Vinny, and no, they're maybe not as eye-popping as they were a season ago, but you have more go-ahead RBIs than anybody in the sport. Vinny's having another outstanding season and finishing strong, right? This time last year, you didn't have Vinny. You do now. And over the last month of baseball, Vinny's played in 27 games. He has 27 hits, 30 RBIs, and an OPS over the last month of 933. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. From the 785, Vern, I think what was most impressive is no Bobby Witt Jr., and we still put up 11 runs. Yeah, no doubt, hoping for the best. For Bob, hoping to see the all-world shortstop back in the lineup tomorrow. Again, if you missed it, the MRI did not show any sort of dramatic setback for Bob or anything that would raise red flags. So that's good news. Back spasms have Bobby out of the lineup tonight, and if they subside, he should hopefully be back for the opener in Cleveland coming up on Monday night. 913-586-7965. Again, the text line's always there for you. Royals are now 18-0 this season when they score eight or more runs. Kelly in Smithville writes in on the text line. Vern, great game. I loved every minute of it. Salvi still gives us a reason to cheer. And I'm happy for the Kansas City kid, Carter Jensen. Happy for Nick Lofton. And I'm happy if tomorrow goes well. Signed, Kelly in Smithville. No doubt about it, Kelly. Appreciate the phone call. Speaking of the Kansas City kid and the rookie, text line 913-586-7965. Carter Jensen's mother, nice enough to write in on the text line. Says, Vern, we're totally fine with Carter taking all the screen time from here on out. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I knew you were. I knew you were. But congratulations again. You guys raised a humble, hardworking, polite, easy to talk to young man. You know, obviously focused. You don't get here at the age of 22, 4 years removed from high school, if you're not laser-focused on the bigger goal. But he's not one of those laser-focused professional athletes that treats everyone around them as if they are, you know, below him. You know, doesn't look past people. And that's appreciated as, you know, someone that could easily be looked past. Very forgettable. Bald white guy with a beard. It's like, how many people were here tonight? 21,771. I'd say like 16,000 of them were bald white guys with a beard. So it's easy to look past this face. Congratulations to the entire Jensen family and all of Kansas City. If you missed that conversation, you can find it in its entirety, as you can always find the postgame show on the Odyssey app. Just search All Things Vern. That's the podcast. You can really get that podcast anywhere, but the company wants me to say you should get it at the Odyssey app. All right, let's go to Steve and Lee Summit. Steve, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern. Hey, Vern, I want to project 2 years down the road at the position of catcher. You know, our top prospect right now is a catcher, Blake Mitchell, down in the minors, left-handed hitting catcher. Where do you see 2 years down the road the Royals doing with Carter Jensen? Where else can he play? Because we can't.
Well, he's here. You know, well, he's here right now. Blake Mitchell's having a rough go as he tries to come back from that broken hamate bone. I think he's still feeling that. So,
you know,
2 years from now. Go
you
ahead.
See maybe
go ahead.
Him being a third baseman, or does Blake Mitchell switch off of catcher? We've got two hot catchers right now. And
well, Blake Mitchell needs to do something before I even ask Carter Jensen to go anywhere. Carter Jensen right now is your catcher until Blake Mitchell makes me do something otherwise. And Blake Mitchell's not going to really get me excited until midway through next year if he can hit. Because he hasn't done anything this year other than be hurt.
Yeah, he has struggled, I agree. And one other thing is, I look into the minor leagues, we have a lot of left-handed hitting prospects coming up. I mean, we need off-season a big right-handed thumper in that lineup. And I know that's down the road, but look toward 2026, boy, we need right-handed bad.
Yep, no doubt. Yeah, and with Salvi, right? Salvi's only getting older. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. He got two really good ones in Michael and Bobby, but no doubt about it. No argument there. Now, as far as the prospects you talk about and how many of them are left-handed bats, you know, just kind of going through them in my mind. Okay, Carson Rocafort at AA. He's been pretty impressive since being promoted. You know, everyone else, to me, they're all 18, 19 years old down there in A-ball. Okay, Blake Mitchell's 21. But again, you know, you hear him talk about his season, and, you know, some days the hand feels good. Some days it's barking, and you know, I think his offensive performance since returning from that hamate bone injury, broken hamate, I think his numbers reflect a guy that, sure, he's facing, you know, failure and disappointment and all that, but I think a lot of it is just you're not comfortable, not able to clear the mechanism and just execute, you know, dealing with that pain. But yeah, when I look at the bats in the minor league system, I, you know, respectfully don't see many at the higher levels. Again, it's outfielder Carson Rocafort, and then to me it's a big drop-off. Now, we all know the talent that MJ Melendez has and Drew Waters has and John Rave has. Now, those, like you mentioned, all left-handed bats, but those guys don't necessarily get me fired up. I wouldn't call any of them a prospect. They're all, you know, right now, 4A players until proven otherwise. But you go down to the lower ranks, down in A-ball, But to me, I don't know if you can count on anybody in A-ball for 2027. Right? You're talking about 2 years from now. And I don't mean to dismiss your question about, you know, Jensen moving from behind the dish, but I'm not entertaining that because Freddie's gone now. Sure, Salvi's Salvi, and he'll be back next year, but you know, Salvi's going to need to DH more next year and play first base more next year, and he would be right now had you not traded Freddie Freeman, and you wouldn't have traded Freddie Freeman if you wouldn't have received an offer that you just simply couldn't refuse. Right, Ryan Burkert, Stephen Kolick, all those years of control of quality starting pitchers. Freddie, we love you. Go win a pennant. But it's not going to be here. So, no, to me, Jensen's opening day, he could be your opening day catcher next year. You know, Salvi could be the opening day designated hitter. And maybe open the season with three catchers. Who knows? Jensen's an athlete, though. Could I see him move into a corner outfield? Sure, I think the bat's certainly good enough. I think he's got a bat that could deliver the type of OPS that would allow you to take a slight step back defensively as he learns a new position. But I don't think we see that until 2028 or beyond. Good stuff, though. Appreciate the phone call, Steve. Let's go to Tony and Lawrence. Tony, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. I really like what you do on this station. You're very good at your job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to make a comment about the Royals. First of all, I'm relatively a new baseball fan. I'm 61, and I turned away from the NFL and the NHL and the NBA many, many years ago, and I don't miss any of them. And my older age, I just think baseball is the most fascinating team game, and I'd like to make a Royals comparison to the 83 Chicago Bears. I can't use another baseball team as an example because I'm a relatively new fan, so I'm gonna compare the Royals today to the 83 Bears. The Chicago Bears were in their second year with Ditka. They got, I think there was only one blowout that's in the regular season. At one point they were 4-7, but a lot of their games were very close. They were competitive. They ended up going 8-8. The next year they went 10-6, won their division. They lost the NFC Championship to Washington that year. No, San Francisco, I'm sorry. And then 85, of course, they had their breakthrough. They went 15-1. McMahon came into his own. The defense came into its own. And they won it all, and the rest is history. I'm not saying the Royals are going to win a World Series in 2 years, but I like their character. Reminds me of that Bears team. They were on the verge of greatness, and I think the Royals had that kind of potential. Every game this season, I just feel like, you know, they're still learning how to become great. But I think they're going to turn the corner in a couple of years and be really, really damn good. Mm-hmm. But I like the character of this team.
That's well said. No, that's a terrific phone call, Tony. Hey, I hope we get to hear from you more often as you continue to fall in love with this beautiful game. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you. I'll go along with that, comparison. Now, that 85 Bears team, of course, you think about Buddy Ryan in the defense, William the Refrigerator Perry, Jim McMahon, no doubt. But also on that 85 team was sweetness, right? Walter Payton, the great number 34. At the end of his career, right, didn't even get that carry. They gave a carry to the fridge instead of Peyton. And Salvi's are Walter Payton, right? Sweetness back in the World Series in 2027, according to Tony and Lawrence, even though he said, no, I'm not saying that they're going to do it, but I like the cut of this team's jib. So who's the Jim McMahon of this team? Who's the punky QB? It's Mikel Garcia, right? Where you love him if he's on your team. If he's not on your team, you still kind of like him, but you're like, wait, is he a bad guy? Wait, is he trying to embarrass me, or is... Right, because Mikel doesn't show up the opponent, but he still stunts after doing something cool, right? The home run the other night, he spiked the bat as if to say, stop playing with me. And he doesn't show up the opposition, but he's still got a swag to him. Still cool. Never really see Mikel sweat. Yeah, to me, that's the punky QB. I like it. I like that comparison. Good stuff, Tony. Yeah, and you know that Singletary, right? Mike Singletary. Richard Dent. Boy, that's a formidable front. Just like the left side of the Royals infield, or maybe the formidable up the middle of this Royals defense. Izzy in center. By the way, tonight, Kyle Isbell, I mean, it's every night. I can admit I now take him for granted. I don't think I used to, but I think it's this homestand I realized that I take Kyle Isbell for granted. I mean, anything that's hit in the air, I don't care where it's hit, he's got it. And he normally does. I mean, boy, oh boy, his closing speed. You know, I talk about how you never see Mikel sweat and how he's always just cool. That's Kyle Isbell out there in center field. I think the first fly ball he caught, yeah, the leadoff fly out from Byron Buxton. I swear to God, Kyle Isbell could have laid down and caught that ball. He camped under that thing so quickly. Man, he's fun to watch. And I've seen some really good Royal center fielders. Michael A. Taylor, Lorenzo Cain, you've seen even greater Royal center fielders, right? You saw Willie Wilson and Carlos Beltran and Amos Otis. I didn't see those guys. At least not in person. But there's something about Izzy that's different than Michael A. Different than Lorenzo Cain. I mean, the thing that I like the most about Michael A. Taylor, I think Kyle Isbell does it even better. The ball is hit, and then he turns his back to the infield and just runs to a spot. I used to love watching Michael A. Taylor do that. I was always amazed at how they could take their eye off the ball, run to a spot, get there, turn around, find it, make the catch. Izzy does it. Now, he's a different build, obviously, so maybe it doesn't appear as graceful as it did with Michael A. Taylor, but he's just as smooth as Michael A. And, well, you remember, Taylor won a gold glove here. Kyle Isbell certainly talented enough, and his performance this season certainly justifies some hardware. Izzy tonight, 1-for-4 with that RBI double. He's now batting .299 since the All-Star break. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, great night for the offense. Vinny with his new career high of 98 RBIs and Salvador with the 3-run home run. And Joey Weinrich finally beat him. And they said on Fox, Josh, that he was feeling under the water, but he was okay. But obviously he wasn't okay. He's arguing with the rookie umpire. And finally the Royals finally got it and finally beat him. So let's take care of business tomorrow with the sweep. And let's go Braves. And if they win tomorrow and the Royals win, the Royals will have sole possession of the tiebreaker with Seattle for the last wild card. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Really, was feeling under the weather. Well, I've learned over the years that if you're in the lineup, you're playing. You know, well, that's not what I've heard. If you're in the lineup, you're healthy. So I'm not giving you any breaks. You're taking the hill. You're saying I'm the best option this team has. Well, go out there and prove it, Joe Ryan, and you did not tonight. You got rocked in the first. You were pouting in the second, and you were taking a shower in the third. How about this real quick before we get out of here? This from the great Annie Rogers of MLB.com. She tweets out Kansas City native Carter Jensen on what he's going to do with the ball that landed for his first Major League Baseball hit. Jensen, quote, "I'll probably give it to my parents so I don't find a way to lose it." Vinny Pasquantino overhears this as he's walking by the media scrum and says, "You don't have a choice. He's living at home with his parents." And Carter says, "Yeah, true." I mean, can you imagine how cool that is, right? He's hopped in a car and made that drive to Kauffman Stadium a dozen some odd times in his life as a Royals fan, now hopping in the car, driving to Kauffman Stadium for work. Unbelievable. Congratulations again to Carter Jensen, who delivered tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. Royals win 11-2, and now they go for the sweep. It's Michael Lorenzen squaring off with Bailey Ober in the finale tomorrow afternoon. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Jay Binkley will join us for the double play as he looks to put the finishing touches on a double play championship. Rob Brenton, the two-time defending champ, is about to be dethroned. Will it be by Jay Binkley? It certainly will not be by me. I cannot win a bet to save my life, so do not listen to me. Don't listen to James Howell either. James, I appreciate your help. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take care, Kansas City. Enjoy your night.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Byrne during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.